Call the Township of McKellar Committee of Adjustment meeting of August the 1st, 2023 to order. We have resolution 23-23, moved by Debbie Zulak, second by Mike Kekkonen, that committee of adjustment meeting agenda is accepted as presented. Any discussion? Call the question, all those in favor? None opposed, carried. There any disclosures of pecuniary interest and the general nature thereof? Okay, we'll just do a quick roll call.
not counselor. Morley Haskam.
Rich Ware.
Debbie Zulak.
Mike Kekkonen.
Secretary Treasurer Carly Britton.
And Chair David Moore. We have the minutes. Resolution 23-24, moved by Mike Kekkonen, second by Debbie Zulak. The Committee of Adjustment minutes from the June 6, 2023 meeting are accepted as circulated. Any discussion of those minutes? Call the question. All those in favor? None opposed. Carried. Okay, on the docket today, we have application number A/07-2023, Eric and Lisa Kleemstra. And I'll ask the Secretary of Treasurer if there are any letters, comments.
No letters or related correspondence has been received.
Nothing? Okay. And this is for a proposed addition to an existing dwelling that won't meet the permitted front yard setback. So I'm asking for relief. And we have the applicant here tonight, Mr. Kleemstra. So if you wish to speak to the application, you don't have to, but.
Well, thank you for your time. I had mentioned to Carly and Chris, I apologize that there was an error in measurements, and that's why we're here today. So I'm hoping that I can get this, because we've got the project underway right now.
Okay, any questions of members? Well, you can give me a name just so that we can pick it up.
Rich Moore. Just a question to the applicant. The yard you're asking for the relief from, is it an open yard? Is it treed? Or I meant to get down and have a look at it, but I never got there.
Oh, so in front of the...
From the building front, to the water.
Building to the water, it's clear right
it's
now.
It's already clear?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And we plan to restore the tiger lilies and stuff like this that right up by the waterfront.
Right.
Get it back to naturalized.
Okay. All the questions then.
Okay, anybody else have any questions? So I'm just, I guess, anticipating the resolution to be considered, and I wondered what the reference to section 310 of 95-12, what the reference for
that. Do you have a copy of the bylaw, Carly?
I do not,
but
I will grab it.
Okay, here.
The application, I guess, is for storage.
I'm not sure if the applicant seen the resolution.
No, he probably hasn't. I'm not sure.
I don't know.
No.
That's not. Okay.
No.
Sorry.
So you should see a copy of the resolution.
Yeah,
you should.
Somebody's got an extra copy to show them, I guess, it'd be good.
I don't have one of the amended ones.
I've got one here.
The resolution?
Yeah.
I don't think it's the one you have the right one. I don't think
it is. Oh, okay, right.
It's not the one
before. Right, it's the old one.
I put a couple red marks on it.
Okay. Thank you.
So 310 references decks and docks.
And that's why I just want to get clear here, because it's applying for a storage garage, I think, with rooms above.
Yeah, so we'll have a garage, and then above it, during COVID, my wife took up painting, so we're building a studio area for her above there, and then our new primary bedroom will be above that area with a bathroom.
But it's attached to the main.
Oh yeah, attached. We have a breezeway that is a single-story breezeway, and then it goes to.
In fact, can you show you drawing just so you can visualize it a little better?
Can everybody see that, or I can pass it around?
Yeah, no, that's fine.
Yeah, so. This is the existing cottage here,
mm-hmm.
and this is what we're building here. So there's a one-story breezeway that connects the two, and the corner that I guess is the problem is right here. This corner is too close.
Yep.
So maybe if Carly could read 310A and then I can explain it if everybody wants.
Oh, yeah, yeah, just this corner.
You're paying attention. Well, wait a second.
Yeah.
2.5 meters approximately. Yeah.
Okay, and the roof slopes backwards.
Yeah, it slants. It's a, what do they call it, a salt box roof, I think. Same thing. Yeah, it slopes for slants.
Because that was one of my concerns was... in a situation of a heavy rainfall,
right.
the water coming off the roof, when 10 meters set back from the water, it is a, is you know, very lenient to start off with,
mm-hmm.
and to have, you know, the impact of any heavy water runoff, you know, that's the concern of any sediment going into the lake. So, but I see now it's sloping to the back, the opposite direction,
exactly.
of the, and there'll be some eavesdrops or some type,
yeah,
of water.
The upper drainage will be all around for sure. Yeah, we definitely want to protect everything. We'll have a path that goes there, so we'll want to protect that as well. It goes around to the just to walk around the garage.
So section 310A, notwithstanding the yard and setback provisions of this bylaw, attached enclosed porches, balconies, decks, steps, and patios may project into any required yard a maximum distance of 4 meters if it is not covered and 2 meters if it is covered, but not closer than 1.2 meters to any lot line. Where the floor of any porch, balcony, or deck is more than 2 meters above the average grade, the side yard and rear yard setback requirements for the main building shall apply to the porch, balcony, or deck.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to just clarify, I guess, porch, balcony, or deck. And this is a garage, I think.
Yes.
And a storage area, so I'm not, that whole section is called decks and docks.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess the question is, why is that section referenced?
So if we don't clarify that in our variance, that the privileges on 310 have been taken away with this variance, then in the future, the applicant could come back and ask the building official for a building permit to put a deck or a porch on that side, and he would only have to be 1.5 meters from the lot line, because he is only required to have a 7.5 meter setback.
Right, I can appreciate that, but we're anticipating a future action. Should we be doing that? What if he has no intention of building a deck?
I have no intention of building a deck. I'm happy to write that down. Or
yeah. So zoning. If you don't include it in the variance, then the 10 meter setback is available to him.
Right.
So he would only have to be. You know, like it.
Then he would apply again. Yes, I see what you're saying. If he wanted to build a deck for another minor variance.
I guess he would have to.
Right.
But that 310 of the bylaw, there's a clause there's a sentence in the resolution that says all other applicable sections of 9512 shall be complied with.
Right.
So if he gets his variance today and comes in and asks Chris for a building permit, he's decided he wants to put a deck on. We've given him a variance to 7.5 meters.
Right.
He has to comply with all other applicable sections of the bylaw, so
right.
he's allowed to encroach into that yard another 4 meters beyond the 7.5 meters.
Right, which would be another application.
No, because he'd be in compliance with the bylaw. We've given him a variance.
Oh, okay. Well, that's even better for him then, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I'm just saying, it's really unfair, I think, to the applicant, especially if he has no intention of doing that. Why does he have to be more restricted? I guess that's the question.
I don't think it is. I'm not sure if you're completely understanding
this,
it or not.
Well, this section's not even referring to a building. This section's referring to decks and docks. That's the title of the section. So
yes.
It's a little confusing why we're referencing that whole section of the bylaw.
So then are we going to take the clause, of the sentence out of the resolution that says all other sections of 9512 shall be complied with?
No, I'm questioning the reference to 310. Not all other sections.
Is there another section that it should be referenced to?
No.
Instead of 310?
No.
That's
no.
it?
Yeah.
No. Like I said, I'm not sure if you're understanding. It doesn't matter to me, but I think it should be dealt with at this time.
because we're giving them a variance for a lesser setback than what the bylaw requires.
Right.
And we're saying in that resolution for the variance that all other sections in 9512 have to be complied with. 310 is a section in 9512. So if he comes back in for a building permit tomorrow, is Chris going to let him have a deck that's encroaching 4 meters from 7.5 meters or 4 meters from 10 meters? Which one?
Neither. He doesn't want a deck. I'm trying to be realistic here.
Nobody wants a building right now either, but they have to comply that they come in to get the building permit.
Which is he's doing. This is all he's asking for in the application.
Yes. So now he has to comply, like whether he's applying for a deck or not. We'll have to take that, change that resolution and take all of the sections of 9512 have to be complied with out of it then.
No, I think you take reference to 310 out of it, personally, but that's just from my experience.
Okay.
It wasn't in the original, so.
Okay.
No, it's just my opinion, and we'll get everybody's opinion on it. But.
What was in the original?
That wasn't
25 years of looking at planning, I'm telling you what I think, and if you've got more experience than me, then that's fine. Go ahead.
Well, if you want to start, no, I won't use that expression, but I've been more than 25 years, but not in planning.
Exactly.
But it's there.
Exactly.
Well, I'll leave it up to the committee. With
sitting around the council table does not give you any kind of zoning qualifications whatsoever, I can tell you that.
How many years are we on the planning board?
And that doesn't either.
Well, sorry. We disagree.
So the one that's with our committee of adjustment package, that is the original one?
Yes.
Okay. And where's the new one?
It was emailed. I can copy it if you'd like a copy.
Maybe just so
read.
We can do it.
My copy's up there.
Okay.
I can give you some.
There were a couple of additions to the original that was on there. From section A to B, that was added.
And just so everybody knows, it was me that gave that to Carly. And my intent was not for it to be the resolution that was moved and seconded tonight. I thought the original one was going to be moved and seconded. That's why I asked her that. That was for discussion.
And that's what we're doing, discussing.
Thank you.
Fainter probably.
Right here. A and B would be here. So on the opposite side of that?
Oh, I see it there. And it may be a little unorthodox, but since the applicant is here and he has the resolution, and I don't know whether he's a planner or not, but regardless, he is the applicant, and I'm wondering what he thinks of the resolution, whether he would be happy with that, so that that can help us come up with a final decision as well.
Sure, maybe sort of a question slash comment first. Just in terms of a deck, I have plans here, as you can hopefully see, there's all windows across here. I don't have any doors, so there'd be no way to access a deck unless I did stairs, which would be over here, which I wouldn't be able to do because I would be too close to the water, I would assume, anyways. I have zero plans to have a deck. I have a beautiful deck over here. I don't want to spend any more money on a deck. So I guess I don't understand. Where do we know where the 310 reference was? Was that from
no.
my...
Okay. No.
Okay. Because my planner, the guy that did the drawings for me, he gave me a section of to write in as what I was asking for, so I wasn't sure if that was a mix up on his
his side. But
so the planner just, he actually came up with the section for your application and what you would have to reference in there?
Yeah, he said, you know, this is the area where you're seeking relief.
Correct.
I remember the 9512, but I don't remember what section.
Schedule B, I think, was quoted.
Okay, maybe that's what it was. Yeah. I mean, I'm happy to write down or sign something that says I'll never build a deck there. I have zero plans to do that. I just really want to build this the way that we've designed it, because it would be quite costly to make any changes right now. I've ordered windows. We've got the footing forms in, not the footings themselves. Luckily, Chris caught this mistake before it got any further, because that would have been costly for me. But even now, it would be quite costly to get the machines in again to move things. So,
so are we considering going with the original resolution that was in our packages?
Well, Reg has proposed some changes to it, so that's what we're considering.
And that's the one that was emailed with, and it has the red marks on it here?
Correct.
Yeah.
So in commenting on the applicant's words here that he was saying about the deck, I'm going to say to council again, planning is just that, planning for the future. You can plan right now, but you plan for what might happen in the future. That's what planning is. Whenever you create a zoning bylaw or an official plan, that's for the future. It isn't for that day. Nobody's doing anything right that day that you have to deal with that stuff that you're putting in there.
Well, a lot of the plan is grandfathered in too, what already exists.
I mean, whenever you're making changes.
Whenever our first plan came along, a lot of that came from, well, what exists now, that's grandfathered in.
Right.
Even though it's 100-meter frontage, it should be 200-meter frontage, say. But they're all accepted because they were there before.
Okay.
So I don't know what the good planning was done before, I guess, when things changed.
So then, I wasn't asking for comments from you, I was commenting on what the applicant had said. So, he says he has no plans to build a deck, and I believe him. There's no deck door there to access it. Mr. Klimster could sell the place tomorrow, and the new owner could take a window, put a door in, and say, I want a deck.
Yeah.
So he comes in and sees the chief building official. 310's been taken out of the resolution. We give him a variance down to 7.5 meters. Whenever the chief building official looks at the application, is he going to allow them a setback from 7.5 meters for the reduced yard for the deck or from 10 meters? That's my question. Which one?
And is the deck going right off in that particular spot at the end of the house? Or the
we assume it would, yeah.
Well, if...
So you're making a rule here for the chief building official to do his job. Which one is he going to enforce? That's my question.
Well, I guess the other question is in all of this, too. Not everything that's come across the desk has been approved. So when it gets to the next stage, somebody else coming in and wanting a deck.
But he doesn't have any idea which ones, whether he can approve it or not. He doesn't know whether it's 7.5 meters or 10 meters.
And then that's why you need a committee of adjustment to explain it.
How would he even know that the guy needs to go to a committee of adjustment?
Well, first of all, we just heard that a planner has been consulted. Okay? 310 never came up.
A planner?
Yes.
His planner.
The designer.
That's a designer.
You call him a planner.
No, he's not a planner. He's a designer.
Okay. I'm just going by what the applicant said. Okay.
My apologies. I might have used the wrong term. That's my bad.
Well. So, if it stays consistent with the resolution that was in our packages, then the chief building official would go by the 10 meters. And he
well, I don't know. Would he? That's my question.
He would. Well, I'm assuming that he would look and he'd say, "Okay, zoning bylaw says 10 meters." Then he goes and he looks and he sees that he goes and measures and he sees that this is only 7.5 meters. There must have been a minor variance, or a non-conform, you know, something that took place previously, but, you know, this is quite a recent addition. So you most likely would look and say, oh, you've already been provided relief of 2.438 meters. Sorry, I can't do anything for you. You'll have to go for a minor variance. So the council of the day would review most likely the minor variance and determine if they would like to extend that another four, or depending what it is, it says two different options, 4 meters or 2 meters from the 10 meters, or from the 7.5 meters. And they might likely say, no, this is, we're already concerned about, you know, it being this close, 10 meters.
How would it get to the committee?
We would have had to go through another minor variance application.
Why?
Because the chief building official would have gone there and measured and seen that it's 7.5 meters and not the 10 meters.
So we're giving them a variance down to 7.5 meters.
Yeah.
That's the applicable law, is 7.5 meters now for that area.
For this particular application?
Yes. So if he comes in, 310A says that he can encroach into your front yard requirement 4 meters. His front yard requirement for that area is 7.5 meters.
Isn't it just for this one application, for this one building project?
He has that distance forever. Like, once it's there, it isn't taken away.
For this construction project?
Yes. Yes.
But if he engages in a
no, not just for the, no, sorry, not just for this. That's his zoning bylaw for his property, then, for that area. That's why I got Carly's to specifically mark on points A to point B, so he doesn't have that variance for any other parts of his building. The way it was worded originally, he would have been able to build 7.5 meters anywhere. He would have been able to come back tomorrow and get another building permit to build 7.5 meters all the way along.
Just from point A to point B.
Yeah, if you look at the drawing, it shows point A to point B now, and it's in the resolution. I really don't see how the resolution restricts the applicant if he has no intentions of building a deck. It protects the chief building official to know exactly what he's doing in the future and what the township is doing. I was going to go on to say, like I said, I wanted to go down to the site inspection. I did, but Mr. Clinch just pretty well told me all I didn't know about the building or the property anyway. I've done a review of the zoning bylaw. There's no natural heritage features that would require a greater setback if it was an application that required a review of them, but it isn't. Mm-hmm. So there's nothing that would hamper having a reduced setback. So I'm in favor of the 7.5 meters. I'm not against it. I'm just in favor of having it all done right so that the staff of the day know what they're dealing with.
So what you just explained was that this is making very specific that the 7.562 meter setback, or 2.438 meters of relief, is specific just to
that little corner.
Point that corner.
Yes.
Anything in the future would have to be
10 meters or bylaw change.
Okay.
Might be 15. Or
okay.
Maybe it'll go back to 7.5. Who knows?
Okay. I think that's good clarification.
Yes.
So if the person comes in to get wants to put a deck on, I don't know what the kind of an application does he have to fill out. Does it say anything on there about like how it says here in F for history? Have you ever applied for anything?
I can't answer that. I don't know what application the building department chooses now, so I don't know what all is on it. I can't answer that.
Because I'm just thinking that, like it says in here, has the owner previously applied for relief?
That's the application for the variance.
I know. That's why I was wondering if you were putting in a deck or something else. Is there anything on that?
Why are you suggesting that he wouldn't maybe even have to apply for relief in the future?
You're saying that if he want, but he'd have to come in and get a permit, right?
Yeah, it's just that the 4 meter or 2 meter relief would apply as though everything was still 10 meters, that's all. If it says that 310 has to be complied with. 310 of the bylaw addresses 10 meters. That's what it's addressing. So if we are, that's what I'm saying, if we aren't clear in our variance, then I think the chief building official, I don't know if I was sitting there, I'd be saying, hey, your setback's from 10 meters.
And we are going to be working certainly on 9512 and updating it because that title is misleading for that section on decks and docks.
So the difference being if a deck was added on, say it was just a deck, it's more than 2 meters off the ground, so it can encroach 4 meters. If the setback's 10 meters, that means it has to be 6 meters from the high water mark. If the setback is from 7.5 meters, that means his deck only has to be 3.5 meters from the high water mark. That's the difference between the two.
Yeah. I think it'd be good if you could stick around and talk to our director of operations shortly, because your whole philosophy of building for the future, yeah. He doesn't agree with that. So. You build for now, he says. So there are different opinions, I think.
No, I didn't say building for the future. I said planning for the future.
Oh, planning then. He's going to plan for now, he says. Any other discussion, questions? I have resolution 23-25. Moved by Reg Moore, second by Morley Haskam. The Committee of Adjustment does hereby grant the minor variance application A/07/2023 Kleemstra permit relief of one addition to the existing dwelling to have a reduced front yard setback as regulated in Schedule B of bylaw number 95-12 as amended. That is reduced from 10 meters in Schedule B of bylaw 95-12 as amended to 7.562 meters, which is 2.438 meters relief from the minimum permitted front yard setback. This permission only applies to the area from points A to B as indicated on Schedule A attached to this resolution. This area must comply with Section 3.10 of Bylaw 95-12 as amended, as though a 10-meter setback would be required. All other applicable sections of Bylaw 95-12 as amended are to be complied with. Now the question, Schedule A is attached, usually it's part of, in any consent agreement. Should that have to be part of that as a schedule or anything? Or?
In the decision, I have it written as indicated on Resolution 23-25, Schedule A.
So a resolution has enough force rather than Schedule A. Okay. I'm just thinking, usually it says attached and becomes part of. When you do a rezoning, or
so we would initial the committee members would initial the site plan.
That's what I'm wondering. Yeah.
Probably. In this instance, anyway, I would say.
So I'll call the question. All those in favor? None opposed. Carried. It's good to hear the invitation because we used to do that. We used to go out to sites, but we'd always certainly check with the applicant first so it's not trespassing on private property.
Absolutely. Well, just be careful. There is a call it my pit of despair because it's just,
yeah.
I'm hoping to get moving on this as soon as the time period collapses.
I'm away tomorrow, but Wednesday I'll email you.
David, should I sign you off by abstain?
No, you're not here.
That's fair.
So is someone else can still be able to?
Yeah, there's a 20-day.
Probably would have booked it if it had been earlier.
And then the period's ended, and you can get your $500 deposit back. And
cool. Is it?
She's going to attach that one, I think.
I can attach. Yeah,
oh,
I can attach
okay,
it.
Okay.
Sure enough.
Oh, I think is it? It's essentially the one that the designer.
Yeah. The only thing is, there's 0.81 for that.
Makes
part.
Sense. Yeah.
For the 7.7. And,
yeah.
And there's nothing showing where the measurements were taken to.
Yeah. And
showing where they were from. Showing for the high watermark mark on
there. Oh, okay. Thank you.
I have resolution 23-26, written by Morgan Haskin, seconded by Reg Moore, the Committee of Adjustment, then now adjourned. Call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. Meeting is now adjourned.
Thanks, everyone.
Thanks for